This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. 2 U.S. soldiers and 40 Iraqi militiamen were killed overnight in gun battles in the holy city of Kufa. The fighting continues in Kufa and in the nearby city of Najaf, despite last week's truce in that area between the U.S. military and Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports from Kufa.
Many of the Shiite religious and political figures who pressured the 31-year-old radical cleric to sign off on a truce deal for the holy city of Najaf assumed the agreement would include the city of Kufa right next door. Many U.S. officials had expected the same. But shortly after pulling out of their camp on a reconnaissance mission into downtown Kufa last night, the tanks and armored Humvees of the 2nd Armored Cavalry's Battalion 237 began to get hit with rocket-propelled grenade and small arms fire. U.S. soldiers launched a withering barrage of bullets in return. Red tracer rounds from machine guns and the larger flaming red dots of rocket-propelled grenades whizzed through the moonlit night. The ground commander here said he wanted to use the reconnaissance patrol to see whether an Iraqi police station in Kufa was usable for any future local security force. In addition, he said he wanted to find out where Sadr fighters were in Kufa and whether they were disarming. The answers came clear and quick. The Sadr militia fired at the American armor from dug-in fighting positions in and around the Kufa Mosque and an adjacent cemetery. Occasionally, earth-shaking blasts from the main gun of the Abrams tank obliterated Sadr fighters and the brick walls they were using as cover. The army estimates that 45 suspected Sadr militia were killed in last night's fight. 2 U.S. soldiers were also killed, one apparently from small arms fire, and the second when a rocket-propelled grenade struck his tank. They were the first combat fatalities here since the fighting with Sadr began almost 2 months ago. U.S. forces broke contact after about an hour and a half and returned to their base on the edge of Kufa. While the Najaf ceasefire is technically still in place, many soldiers here say they had low expectations all along that a wider truce would take effect. 23-year-old Private First Class Noah Friedman made heavy use of his M249 machine gun in Sunday night's battle.
I didn't expect the other side to be respecting a ceasefire. I figured the other side, they were going to keep firing. I mean, the first day of the ceasefire, we took mortar fire. So that's just the way that we expect things to go. Always ready.
U.S. forces say they'll continue to abide by an agreement not to attack or go after specific targets, what they call offensive operations. The Army considers the 10 tanks and 100 soldiers moving last night a patrol, not an offensive maneuver. Staff Sergeant Johnny Vega, who manned a 50-caliber machine gun atop an armored personnel carrier, says Sadr's men seemed all too ready to die in battle.
I believe they might be a little suicidal, you know, maybe a little bit brainwashed, maybe young kids, you know, that are poor or something like that. But, you know, the bottom line is they're our enemy, and every time they shoot at us, we're going to return fire, and we're going to return fire to kill.
U.S. officers here said the firefight showed that either Muqtada al-Sadr has no firm control over his militia and can't get them to abide by the ceasefire agreement, or they charge Sadr never wanted to abide by the deal in the first place. Lieutenant Colonel Pat White is commander of the 2nd Armored Cavalry's Battalion 237. White says his forces will continue to conduct patrols into Kufa, and it will be up to Sadr, he says, to rein in his forces or distance himself from those holed up in that city.
At some point, Sadr's going to have to come out and tell the world, hey, this is a situation that I'm in, telling my guys to disarm, and he's either going to have to disown the people in Kufa and say, hey, those aren't my guys over there, my guys are all over here with me, or he's going to have to own up to it that those are Mahdi Army that are still inside that mosque with weapons, as you saw tonight.
Yesterday's firefight makes it likely that after more than 6 weeks battling Sadr's militia, there's more fighting to come in Kufa. Or perhaps, one soldier said, Sunday's battle will pressure Sadr to actually enforce a truce and disarm his militia. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, with the 2nd Armored Cavalry Regiment, Kufa.